Hi, this is Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church, and this is another slice of fresh bread. We're in the Gospel of John. We just finished a pretty lengthy section, John chapter 6, verses 1 through 14, and the feeding of the 5,000. That was a miracle that created wonder, and that means it was a sign that pointed to who Jesus was. And everybody affirmed, this is the prophet that has come into the world. It also alleviated the needs of people, this miracle, and it also was an opportunity to teach stewardship. When all of it's over, there is an interesting statement. And so this fresh bread that we've got today is actually going to be just one verse. Let me read it to you. It's John chapter 6, verse 15. Perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself. Well, this is an interesting moment where Jesus has been on the, quote, other side of the sea. Now that means he was over in the area of the Gadarenes. It was an area that had apostatized. It was called by Greek names. All the cities, many of them had Greek names. It had abandoned biblical truth for Greek mythology and pagan culture. So much so that we'll read in another text that there were demon-possessed people over there. And the first time Jesus came, he delivered a demon-possessed man. And by the way, they ran him out. They didn't want him in that region. But now he comes back and there's thousands upon thousands. And you've got 5,000. That's just counting the men. So you probably got 7,000, 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 people that are there where he performs this miracle to minister to them. And the result is they're wanting to make him king. There's this group of people, and they're not asking Jesus to run for election. They're going to impose him as king. And Jesus is the king. And he ought to be worshipped and praised as the king. But he didn't come to be king. He came, the Lion of Judah, from the tribe of kings. He came to be a lamb, to sacrifice himself. You know, there are two groups of people after Jesus, because of his miracles, that affirmed that he was the Messiah. One group wanted to take him by force and kill him. The other group wanted to take him by force and make him king. But Jesus is king, come to be a lamb, to give himself for his people at the right time. The Bible says at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Well, it's not time yet. And Jesus sovereignly affirms it's not the right time. Those who want to kill him, they can't get their hands on him. Those who want to make him king, he's not going to let them put their hands on him. Those who want to kill him by force, those who want to make him king by force. So he withdraws to something called the mountain. We don't really know what mountain that is the mountain, but there's something that's called the mountain. I believe it's the same one in which he will be transfigured a couple of years later before he goes to Jerusalem to die for us. And Peter, James, and John will see him in glory with Moses at one hand and Elijah at the other hand. But right now he withdraws to that mountain in order that the one group that wants to make him king by force can't touch him. And by the way, those who want to kill him by force, they can't get to him either. Here's what you need to know. God is always on time. God is sovereign. And God will accomplish his purposes on time. Jesus is coming again at the right time. Jesus came the first time at the right time. Jesus will go to the cross at the right time. And what men and women do, seemingly for him or against him, will never succeed because of them. But everything will succeed because Christ is King and Lord of all. And as king, he'll make sure that he's a lamb. And because he did that, and he did it at the right time, you and I can be saved and have eternal life in Christ. We've been reading fresh bread from the Word of God, which is the bread of life. Now we found out that Jesus is sovereign. He'll go to the cross. He is the bread of life. Come and eat of him. By faith and repentance, give yourself to him. He's doing a work in your life. This is the right time. That's another slice of fresh bread today. You're the light
unto my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.